The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, vote. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a vote rock.
Another busy day, friends. Being inundated again on a daily basis with the problems in our countries, the attacks coming from corruption within and without. But we're going to stay the course because we want to give you good news. And as I say all the time, is the hope is what you do with the truth that's been given unto you. So we're going to give you some more of that. Folks, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can go to Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E fan page and personal page. Friends, you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. You can also call us anytime you'd like to within the next hour, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. Deeds, not words, said John Washington. George Washington. And folks, check out 1 John 3:18, because we are not to love in word or in tongue, but by deed and truth. And, of course, that's where George Washington got it from. Folks, this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And can you tell us why that is, pretty, pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ. You want the heart of God here at the Sons of Liberty. All times and in all places. Now, we're excited because we're gearing up to get out and doing some more ministry things coming up here this next week. We'll be telling you more about that as the week progresses. So a little salt
when
on
we
your
get
tongue.
There.
When we get there, yes. That's right. We always broadcast live from usually wherever we are, if it's at all feasible, which usually it is. So we'll be telling you more about that, which is good. We've got Bradley's column, which will be going out tonight on WND. WorldNet Daily, we'll tell you about that tomorrow.
And 37 other outlets.
Oh, yes.
The following
oh,
days.
Oh, my goodness. There's so many. We'd have to have lists and lists and lists to be able to name them all. But if you go to Facebook, you become friends with Bradley on Facebook, you'll be able to see all those columns as they come out. And, of course, if you sign up on our newsletter sign-up sheet, you can get a lot of all of our information. We do about 2 emails a week keeping you updated and posted on what's going on at the Sons of Liberty. There's always something going on. Never
and
a dull
moment. It's fun to read.
It's very fun to read. You see
and
all
it's
the pictures.
Short. It's not like, you know, belabored.
Exactly. Yeah. It's short, to the point, lots of fun pictures. You can click on links. You can see a bunch of cool stuff. So if you'd like to go ahead and be a part of our newsletter, you can also call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747 to do that as well. Now, this week we have been talking a lot about our founding forefathers and about how smart, I mean, smart's kind of like underestimating it, like genius level, the intelligence was of our founding forefathers and those that went before us back at the foundations of our country. But I've got some more interesting facts about all of our 50 presidents here at the United States of America, but I'm not going to go through all of them because some of them I've done before. But did you know that George Washington, he actually had teeth that were made from elephant and walrus tusks, not wood?
We've seen him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we've seen him in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Poor guy. I mean, he probably just wished he had a great dentist back then. I'm sure he had a lot of trouble and pain just on account of his teeth. It's just a terrible thing. But, you know, we talked about John Adams, how he was the first to live in the White House. Of course, Thomas Jefferson spoke 6 different languages. How many people do you know? I don't know.
I heard
one
7.
Person. Well, it's 7 according to this.
Maybe gibberish wasn't called gibberish back then. I don't know.
MrGroll.com. But
smart guy. We do know that.
Very smart. So he had all these different languages that he could speak. James Madison, of course, the smallest president at 5'4" and under 100 pounds. That is so
Madison.
Skinny. Yes.
Yeah, we've been to his house. Remember that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
He wasn't there, but we went.
Oh, it's too bad he wasn't home
yeah.
because it would have been really nice actually talking to him.
Beautiful property.
Very nice. Actually, all the founding forefathers, I've never been to. We've been to George Washington's home, Thomas Jefferson, Monticello, and then, of course, James Madison. Every house that I've been to has been
Quincy's
beautiful.
House. We went to John Adams,
that's
George
true.
Washington,
mm-hmm.
Thomas Jefferson.
Yep.
We've been to
James Madison.
Yep, James Madison's. We also were at Patrick Henry's place, who wasn't a president, and there was a couple other in there that I just can't remember right now, but
yeah,
we're
but
good.
They're all beautiful, which is very nice to
see. Well, I'm just looking for the history.
The history, exactly, yeah. But of course, well taken care of. Now, did you know that Andrew Jackson was actually the first president to ride in a train? How far we've come since then, you know, it's kind of amazing.
Wow. Yeah. Where are you digging these stats up, Penny? Because I'm kind of curious.
MrGWorld.com.
Okay.
It goes through all
Mr. G World.
That's right. And
like G-Money, Funk, Master, Grizz up at his house?
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
But what's interesting to note about it is that they're just power punches of good facts. Now, Martin Van Buren, he was actually the first president born an American citizen. All before him were born in the British colonies. So it's kind of interesting. Yeah, so he was the first American-born, quote-unquote, American president.
Yep.
Now, if we go to William Henry Harrison, he was president only for 31 days and died of pneumonia, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, he gave his inauguration on a cold day, didn't he?
That's right. He
no,
died,
seriously. Yeah,
he died
did,
like
yeah.
a month or so later of pneumonia, which is, oh, terrible.
Yeah.
But if you look at John Tyler, he loved kids, and he actually had 15 children. Can you imagine 15 kids running around the White House?
The love spilled over, didn't
That's
it?
That's right, definitely. Yeah. Now, James K. Polk, he was the first president to serve a nation from coast to coast. Zachary Taylor never voted for a president, which is kind of interesting. You can go down the line of all these.
Maybe he's a narcissist.
I don't know. Franklin Pierce memorized his entire inaugural speech of 3,319 words. Speaking of the intellect of these presidents and our founding forefathers.
Probably a psalmist.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
How about a couple more? James Buchanan, he never married, but his niece was the White House hostess, which is kind of interesting.
I believe he's the president that said there's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution.
Yes, that's right. I think that's correct. And Abraham Lincoln was the tallest president and the first president to be assassinated, which is kind of interesting.
Lurch
mm-hmm.
Lincoln.
And one more. I got to say this one. This one's very sweet. Andrew,
I think it was the tall hat he used to wear.
You know, that probably threw everybody off.
No, everybody's got to admit this with me. He was a very,
let's use the
distinct.
Right word here. Yeah, very distinct-looking man.
In every sense of the word.
Yes.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything mean about the guy.
Okay, that's
you know,
good.
He's God's creation, too.
That's right.
Some
Lord,
are just better looking than others, right?
That's right. Lord
I mean, you can't, like,
creative.
Put Abe Lincoln up to Elvis Presley and say, hey, you know, Abe's got one over on
you know,
Elvis, right?
Isn't that just a good thing to note? If you go and just sit down and people watch. I mean, you sit down at the mall sometime. You sit down at a fair. And you just look at the people that walk by or people just sitting there eating. You think, wow, God is so creative that not one person is exactly the same.
I still do that at home every day when I look at you, honey.
You think the Lord just put some extra time into me?
Well, I wasn't thinking of thinking
were.
Through that
Why
way.
You just, I'll tell you what you were thinking, all right? You were thinking that God put some extra time into me.
You don't mean to form my opinion for me,
Not
right?
Not to tell you what to say, but to tell you what to say. And one more. This is very sweet. Andrew Johnson, North Carolina, actually was buried wrapped in an American flag with a copy of the Constitution.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is very sweet. You look at the hearts of these men and what was important
to them. I think it's proper.
Very proper.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So some very, very good facts about the American president.
Well, what else do you got?
Well, I got Ulysses S. Grant was fined $20 for speeding with his horse and carriage.
You're kidding me.
No.
Was he drunk?
I don't know. I'm lazy. You just
I'm not kidding
too
you.
Much fun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
yeah.
Sometimes you just got to know I'm not kidding because these are facts around these guys that most don't know.
And one more. Rutherford B. Hayes was the first president to use a phone. His phone number was 1.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Interesting.
Another narcissist.
Maybe that's
Seconds
the only number available.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
Have you ever noticed, surely you must have, hypocrites like people just like themselves. They would rather have someone that they like lie to them than have someone that they don't like tell them the truth. I don't want people to listen to this show because we compromise, but rather listen to us because we don't compromise. I don't want to be the one that said, I told you so, with bad results at its end. I want to be the one that said, I stopped it before something bad happened. Prevention is better than cure. Buy the truth and sell it not.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's true, though, you know. Buy the truth and sell it not.
Right.
I like it.
Me too.
Yeah. Folks, yesterday we were talking about how, and the day before, actually, we were talking about how the revisionists mean to tear down the image of who our forefathers were, those intellectual giants that they were. And they want to create a forefather image, a graven image that looks just like themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And a fallen, debased, carnal individual, or individuals in this case. And yesterday we were talking about, in the lesson books that were taught in public schools in the United States of America, which were established through those that went through the Revolutionary War, some of the topics that were taught in schools, in elementary schools in this country. For example, the character of Jesus Christ, the Golden Rule, extract from the Sermon on the Mount, Solomon's Wise Choice, the goodness of God, gospel invitation, Christian light and hope, awake Zion, and on prayer. I mean, this is in public schools. And of course, friends, I also want to emphasize, too, that you've never lost the right. You can still do this in public schools. Well, you say, Bradley, no, you can't. Well, no, you don't understand. We're not violating the laws of our constitutional republic. Those that are actually advocating that we are the ones that are violating. And the only way that they're getting away with that is the fact that people don't take the time to read the Constitution for themselves and the founding documents. But once you begin to take the time to read the founding documents, you'll begin to understand right then and there who again is doing the lying.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we brought forth what Martin Luther, that great reformer, had rightly said when he said, I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are supreme. Every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's Word becomes corrupt. True that. I greatly fear that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently and impress them on the young students, are wide gates to hell. There's no better way to say that than the way the reformer Martin Luther rightly said. Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration, entered college at the age of 10. Fisher Ames entered Harvard at the age of 12. He was the architect of the First Amendment, Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, graduated Princeton at the age of 14 years old. John Trumbull, law student under John Adams, justice in Connecticut Supreme Court, he read through the Bible at age 4. Yes, I said age 4, friends. He beat a minister in a Greek contest at the age of 6 years old. Passed Yale entrance into Yale, the college Yale, at the age of 7.5 years old. parents held him out of college till age 13, so I suppose so he didn't shame anybody.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Oh, it's great.
It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, I mean, we can even see what happens when we put into our kids, friends. You can see the fruit. There is definitely a difference between a homeschooler and one that is schooled in public schools.
Oh,
and by 100%. The way, when you look at public schools, they want nothing to do with homeschoolers because the homeschoolers always outdo.
Yeah, when they have,
there's no contest, really,
right.
is what it comes
when
down to.
When they have
to.
Spelling contests, they want the homeschoolers to have their own separate thing because they put the public school kids to shame. And it really is, like you mentioned, when you sit down and talk to a homeschool kid and a public school kid, you think, wow, what a difference. Just the homeschoolers are far more mature. They're far more, just because they spend that time one-on-one with their
parents. It's amazing what they'll do and how they'll act. It's like, whoa, you're 4 years old, kid, and you're saying that? And he looks up at you, well, of course, Dad, I see you do it all the time.
You know, it's funny
like, you are
that.
A genius, kid.
We were just actually at my grandparents' house. We walked in, and one of my uncles was sitting there, and my son, Sam, he walked in. He's 10 years old, maybe 9 at the time, but 10. And he said, oh, wow, there's a lot of memorabilia on the wall. And one of my uncles said to my mom, wow, he was impressed that he had known that type of a word, to use that type of word at such a young age, saying, wow, there's a lot of memorabilia on the wall, saying, wow. I mean, just even little things like that, the vocabulary is there to understand big things and what's going on.
Yeah, no question about it. Let's go over to John Quincy Adams, sixth president of the United States, performed drills with Minutemen at the age of 8 years old. He received congressional appointment to be secretary to ambassador to Court of Catherine the Great in Russia at 14 years old. Folks, these are not fabricated numbers. These are numbers, friends, and the ages of our forefathers and the genius and the intellect involved with these young people that grew up to establish what we have 238 years later, that the revisionists just don't want you to know the source of all that which is good. He is Jesus Christ. There is no getting around that. Andrew Jackson, seventh president of the United States, soldier in the American Revolution at the age of, ready for this, friends, 12 years old. He was also a prisoner of war under the British. What? James Ivedell, Supreme Court Justice, appointed to public office in North Carolina to oversee finances at the age of 17 years old. Now, is this true? Chase, come on, you can jump in any time.
How many 17-year-olds can you trust with their own finances,
much
less with national finances?
This is just incredible. Here's another one. William Livingston, signer of the Constitution, lived as a missionary to Indians at the age of 14 years old. These are signers, friends, of the Declaration of Independence. These are our founders. These are our presidents. These are our senators, so on and so forth. You know what? I got a train of thought really quick, and I'm going to get over to some spelling words for elementary schools. In just a couple minutes here, but I wonder if you've ever heard this before, because this is just great stuff. Because again, when we look at the revisionists of the country, who are they for the most part? They're the atheists. And let's do a little homework and let's go back a couple hundred years and let me do a sharp contrast between an atheist who versus a godly man, and the fruit of the atheist and the fruit of the godly man. Max Jukes, he was an atheist. He lived a godless life. He married an ungodly girl, and from their union, there was 310 paupers, 150 criminals, 7 murderers, 100 drunkards, and more than a half of the women were prostitutes. His 540 descendants cost the state $1.25 million. And please keep in mind, friends, that that was a lot of money back in the 1700s. But praise God, it works both ways, because there's a recall of a great American man of God, Jonathan Edwards. And he lived at the same times as Max Jukes, but he married a godly girl. An investigation was made of the 1,394 known descendants of Jonathan Edwards, of which 13 became college presidents, 65 college professors, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers, 60 physicians, 75 Army and Navy officers, 100 preachers came out of that man of God, and missionaries. 60 authors of prominence, 1 vice president of the United States, 80 became public officials in various capacities, and 295 college graduates, among whom were governors of states and ministers to foreign countries. Jonathan Edwards and his descendants did not cost the state one single penny. And when we go back to the Word of God, he already told us, friends, in Proverbs 10:7, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Is it true?
That's exactly what I was looking up, that same exact scripture verse. When you look and see the fruit of, wow, look at the difference between what Jonathan Edwards and his family, the whole seed, the whole line, compared to the other man, it says, wow, what a righteous seed. And that just shows you that the righteous seeds that are planted in righteousness, the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he will not depart from it. Then his children and their children's children, because they were taught the right way.
And it doesn't say go drop off your kid at the school gate and have a bunch of liberal whack commies train up your kids. No, God said you train them up.
You know, it's so interesting, too, because you think 8 hours a day in a school trained by someone you don't know from where you don't know. You don't know if they're a good teacher, a bad teacher, you know, if they're moral, immoral. I mean, you have to think of all these different fascinating facts to go along with it for 8 hours a day. And then you're going to get your kids for the last 2-3 hours, maybe the hour, half an hour you sit with them at supper time. And then you're going to wonder how they're going to be trained up. And they wonder, well, what happened to my kids? Well,
yeah. You know, case in point, off that little bunny trail that you're on right now, it's interesting that just yesterday you're seeing almost on a daily basis now in this country, female teachers raping male students in public schools, male teachers raping female students, homosexual crimes against students, lesbian crimes against students, thank all of that, friends, to the NEA. And don't blame the NEA, because you're the ones, if your kids are in public schools, that are dropping them off in the first place. Mm-hmm. You cannot blame them. Listen to this. Vladimir Lenin said this. He was a revolutionary under Stalin. He said, our program necessarily includes the propaganda of atheism. And for those that did not know, atheism precedes communism, and communism precedes atheism.
Mm-hmm.
See, they have to get you away from the things of God. And look at their doctrine. What is the end of sin? It is death. That's all it brings forth.
Yeah, it's so interesting. You just all you got to do is get God out of the equation. If you got God out of the equation, there's no accountability. Everything you do is right in your own eyes. You can do whatever you want, because there's no final judgment day. There's no accountability. There's no fear of God. Once you say, okay, once God's out of the way, then we can do all of our unlawful laws. We can do all of our rule. We can have tyranny. We can let tyranny
reign. We rule
the
roost.
And we're justified because there's no God to give an account to.
Let's go to the spelling words for elementary students.
Oh, boy.
How much time do we got before a break? Oh, yeah. Okay, folks, we got 20 seconds. We got to take a break. We're going to jump over the top on the other side from this segment to the next. And then we're going to come back with spelling words for elementary students, friends.
Like prestidigitation?
Get out your dictionaries. That's all I can say.
Piece of paper and a pencil.
I'll take them slow. And if you can give me the definition of one of these words, friends, we'll give them what should we do? Give them a T-shirt? Give them a CD?
We'll give you a T-shirt. How about that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Sunflower T-shirt.
Yeah, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Get your dictionaries out and give me the definition. I'll name off probably about 8 to 10 words here. Just give me one definition. That's all I'm asking for. Be right back.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hey friends, really quick, I want to get to this before the end of the show here. You ever heard of deathbed confessions? You notice how people live their lives like a bunch of devils their whole life, and then for some reason, right before they die, they think they're going to say the prayer and they're going to go, well, they're going to go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about that before we actually finish the show up today. Mm-hmm. And I want to give you an analogy second to none, and it is awesome, and it will clarify the point. I probably won't even have to say anything or give my answer.
Right.
Because I think everybody will get it. But let's get back to this. We're talking about our forefathers. We're talking about the genius intellect of our forefathers, and we're going back to elementary students and spelling words. And friends, I'm just putting the challenge to you. If you'd like to call in at any time, you can, 1-866-233-0747. Give us one of the definitions, not the spelling, because I'm going to at least give you the benefit of the doubt when it comes to the spelling, okay? That is until I say one of these words.
Oh,
okay?
Boy.
But just give me a definition. We'll send you out a free T-shirt. 1-866-233-0747. One of the definitions. Here we go. Ready? Spelling words for elementary students during the revolutionary times.
Mm-hmm.
And also what our forefathers established. You ready for this? This was common knowledge for elementary students during the foundings of our country. Contumelious. Contumelious. Come on, wise guys, all of you. I'm looking at three people right now. Come on, somebody tell me. Come on, four of you now. Come on, huh?
Contumelious.
Do I got a comer? Contumelious.
I really thought I was going to know these two.
Are you serious?
I really did.
I know it because I just looked it up.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, contumelious. Of behavior, scornful and insulting, insolent.
Okay.
So you're very
insolent.
Contumelious.
Okay, instead of just saying insolent,
let's say
contumelious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Next word, ichthyology. Ichthyology.
Like I-C-K?
Go ahead. Come on.
I might look like a fool for this.
You're probably right, but
that's
go
true.
For it.
The study of fish.
Actually, you know what? You are right. Partially. It's the branch. Hold on. The branch of zoology that deals with fishes. Way to go, James.
That's where all that Latin went.
Okay. Good job.
Our elementary years.
Okay. Good for you.
Ecology.
Now he's going to walk around here.
That's that private
like
school education over there.
The new chief of the tribe, right?
All right. Keep
Okay, you ready? Next word. Bronchotomy. Bronchotomy. Spelling words for elementary schools, friends, during the founding era of our country. Go ahead.
The removal of a lung.
A bronchotomy. I'm going to have to get the spelling of that because
okay.
I'm not bronch.
B-R-O-N-C-H-O-T-O-M-Y. Bronchotomy. These are spelling words again, friends.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Is that just amazing?
Maybe a part
okay.
of the lung?
Bronchotomy is a surgical incision into the throat. Nowadays, such procedures are typically referred to more precisely by the place of incision.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Spelling words for elementary schools. By the way, our forefathers knew this.
This is
in
elementary schools.
Yeah.
Oh, this is shameful.
Can you imagine that spelling bee?
Woo!
Poindexter and everybody else along with our forefathers here. Loquacious.
Oh, how do
loquacious.
You spell that? Loquacious.
L-O-Q-U-A.
Ah, loquacious. Okay.
Yep.
Loquacious is tending to talk a great deal, talkative. That's what Sam is.
Now, you know, you listeners aren't doing yourself any justice right now. You should at least be calling and having a dictionary right next to you.
That's
at
right.
least giving the impression that you're that smart.
That's right.
Okay.
Loquacious.
Now, listen, I can call federal government right now. I could call any senator, probably, I'm trying to think of on either side.
Uh-huh.
And again, we only have one constitution.
Yeah.
But I could ask them constitutional questions and they wouldn't know the answer.
Like, huh?
Yeah. I told you that story.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty crazy stuff, yeah?
Definitely. The one who they could.
In Maryland.
Yeah, basically, where are you referencing from?
Yeah. He was on the federal floor,
mm-hmm.
and the recorder came up to him and said, "What is it that you're actually reciting?"
Mm-hmm.
He was reciting founding documents found in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution of the United States. And we're talking federal government, and they didn't even know where...
One of the source.
Yeah, they didn't know where they were derived from.
Yeah, amazing.
It's absolutely amazing.
You know, it's
that
funny,
was a
too,
representative from
it,
Maryland.
We actually interviewed a representative on our show. Someone who was running against Michelle Bachmann. His name escapes me at the moment. But we had interviewed him, and I remember that he said during that interview, well, you guys should probably know more about the Constitution basically than I would. It's like, wait a second.
Jim Graves.
You know, you're running
Jim
for
Graves.
Office, and
yes.
we would know more about the Constitution than you would? I remember that stuck in my mind. Like, wow.
We were actually interviewing a rep that was going up against Michelle Bachmann. He didn't have a chance on this earth whatsoever.
But we are very cordial.
Very cordial.
Very nice.
He's a very nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's very corrupt. But we just asked him basic questions about the Constitution, and he could not answer us.
Right.
And he was telling us on the radio, friends, to his own, what do you say, chagrin?
Shame,
yeah.
demise, his own...
Oh, it's stupidity. Okay, there it is.
Oh, that's hard.
He didn't know the yeah. founding documents.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he would act like he knew something, I would just ask him the question, well, I'm just asking, where did you hear that from? And then I'd have to bring back, for example, Article 1 of the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
And he would talk about how there's lines between church and state, and I would have to bring him down that road. And it's like, where are you getting your information from, Jim? You're getting your information from the ACLU. And this is the guy that was wanting to represent the people in the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah.
It's just very interesting.
Yeah.
And they say, you should know the Constitution better than I should, and they're supposed to be the representatives of we the people. So it's very
okay.
interesting.
Okay, we had a brave caller
oh.
who seemed to fail.
Oh, and
right when Chase picked up the phone. Okay, come on. Somebody's got to do this here.
All right.
Okay, we already went through loquacious, mm-hmm. talking about spelling words for elementary students during the founding era. Mendacity.
Oh, my God.
Got a couple more left. Mendacity.
Is it M-E-N?
Yes.
M-E-N-D-A-C-I-T-Y?
Just the way it sounds.
Oh, did I? It's untruthfulness.
Okay. Now,
you
liar.
Have the audacity to be a to mendacity?
Yeah, brother, just say it for what it is. You lying. You
right.
lying through your teeth.
That's right. You don't need to kind of, you know, dress up that word. Just straight up, you're a liar.
Okay, now we got someone brave calling in
okay.
here. Okay, so you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Armigerous. Armigerous. It sounds, spell it just the way it sounds.
Armigerous. A-R-M-A-G-E-R-I.
No, I. Armigerous.
Okay, Armigerous.
Yes, Armigerous.
Okay, let's
Armigerous.
See.
You didn't know that?
No.
Really?
Definition of Armigerous. Says.
Oh, by the way, friends, you do need to keep in mind that dictionaries 50 years into the present have watered down the meanings. You need to understand that. And there's a lot of new words in the dictionary that were never there before. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's in heraldry, an armiger is a person entitled to use a coat of arms.
Okay.
Example, bear arms and armor bearer.
We got Tom and Marilyn. You got Bradley and Stephanie.
Oh,
got a question for you, Tom. You there?
Sure.
Okay, you ready
I'm
for
here.
This?
I'm here.
Okay, spell the word shop out loud for me.
Would you repeat that, please?
Spell the word shop out loud for me, please. Just the word shop.
Shop?
Yeah.
Or shell?
Like shop,
shop
like you're going to go shopping.
S as in Sam, H as in Henry, O as in Ocean, P as in Paul.
That's right. Now spell it one more time for me. Shop.
S-H-O-P.
And what do you do when you come to a green light in Maryland, Tom? You...
I stop, S-T-O-P.
You stop at green lights in Maryland?
Tom, now I didn't even get to any of these spelling words for the elementary school, my friend. No, I'm not doing that to shame my friend out of Tom. Now, Tom, are you the
bravest?
You're the police officer out of Maryland, am I correct?
I am, and hey, let me get one back at you.
Wait, first of all, let me just make this clear. You go at a green
That's
light.
That's right. You go at a green light, friends.
Don't worry, Tom. We
See,
got
but,
that wrong.
Okay, now the point is this is what they're doing in public schools, Tom. This is what they're doing in public schools, my friends, is they're indoctrinating, Russian-style indoctrination. They're actually getting the kids, the students, to think one way, and then they give them the option of two or three answers, which, in fact, might not be the answer or the right answer to the question. And so what we do is we do this all across the country, and we do this with the Tea Partiers and the high school students. And really when we do it in high schools, we want the teachers to fail miserably in front of the students because we want the students to understand that if you can get them asking the wrong questions, you don't have to worry about them giving you the right answers. So I'm not being a smart guy here. I'm just having a little fun with you. But go ahead with your question or comment.
I told the screener, you know, this is a fun game, and you're making a great point. Mm-hmm. And so often we're on autopilot, and unless the stakes are high, we often don't even take the time to really contemplate what we're going to say and what's going to come out of our mouths.
Mm-hmm.
No, because in America, we're so used to just jumping the gun. I mean, just like we have the answer. And it's absolutely amazing. We had one professor, I think, in Nebraska out of the 350 high schools that we did that actually passed the test.
Mm-hmm.
He was the only one. And I'll tell you what, he was of the nobler sort. He was just not going to allow anything to taint his reputation, man, because everything we put to him, he just stopped. And he really thought everything through. And that's what they're supposed
to.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the point of what we're doing right now is we have to think things through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I was thinking, I knew he was going to throw a curveball at me. And I thought that it had to do with the spelling, you know, and just another area where, you know, oftentimes the ones that are really trying to hoodwink us, they're not throwing one curveball. They're throwing a bunch of them. So
no, and again, that's what we're doing, man. We're just trying to raise the bar. We're trying to raise the level of expectation to the best of our ability. And the way to do that is just get back to the books.
Can I answer the one question and
sure.
Sure. All right.
You got about one minute left.
I turned the radio off before I did about loquaciousness.
Okay, loquacious.
I believe, someone who's wordy, talkative.
You got that right. Loquacious, that is correct for loquacious.
Now,
It's also a noun. You know how to pronounce it?
Go ahead.
Loquacity.
Oh, loquacity. I'm on loquacious, though, not loquacity. That must be some, like, lunatic
okay,
quack from back
t-shirt,
in the day.
Though. That
Chase,
was right.
Chase, we pick up Tom. Thank you
Good
for your
job,
call,
Tom.
We appreciate you, man. We really do. Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Thank you for the
Sons of Liberty. We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Kyle from Kentucky, and I support the Sons of Liberty because of their commitment to point people not only back to the founding fathers and the traditions this company was founded on, but more importantly, to the biblical basis it was founded on. The problems we see in this nation today are a result of sin, and Sons of Liberty points people to the only way that that can be dealt with, and that is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I support Sons of Liberty because of their resilience to stand firm on the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, thank you for that call, Tom. Did not mean to cut you off.
He's a brave leader. He paved the way. Yeah. He was the first one to call in, even though he knew he was probably going to get thrown a curveball. And what did he do? He did it anyway.
I couldn't have made it any simpler than that.
I know.
But he's a cop.
That's right.
And I respect my brothers.
That's right. And you know, just to be honest, we got that wrong the first time someone asked us
too. That's not true.
You didn't get it wrong?
No. Oh, you tell me all the time, remember?
You know? Yeah, but you never make mistakes.
I thought I did once.
But you were wrong.
See?
Mm-hmm.
So you're the one that you tell me that all the time.
That's exactly right.
Well, therein lies the issue that I'm having right now.
Ooh.
Okay, a couple more words, spelling words for elementary students. Folks, our forefathers knew the definitions because they learned them in elementary school, okay? Mm-hmm. This is what was established. And talking about the intellect of these geniuses known as our forefathers, I know that the revisionists would have you believe otherwise, and they want, again, the forefathers to look just like themselves, when in fact that's not the case. As a matter of fact, case in point, the revisionists are out there kicking up against the goads, friends.
Mm-hmm.
They're kicking up against everything that established freedom. And people in this country have the audacity to believe anything they say. I was bringing up a point just a couple minutes ago, and we'll get back to these. We've got a couple more to go. But I was bringing up a point with the dictionaries, how the meanings of the words have been completely watered down.
Right.
Friends, I'm not just throwing... you need to understand, I'm not just throwing stuff out there. The stuff that we're giving you is all factual-based. Facts are stubborn things, and they're not moving. And if you do a little homework, you'll find out exactly what I'm saying is true. For example, one thing that we do know is the word love in 1913 Webster's Dictionary means manifestation of desire for an earnest effort to promote the welfare of people. Now, if I was just to say, what does love mean to you today? You know what a young person would say? Sex.
Mm-hmm.
But, you see, love and lust stand in contrast one
two
to another.
Different things.
Yeah. See, love gives, lust takes. But let me go to love in 1998, okay? Just to prove my point. Love in 1998, Webster's Dictionary, which has been watered down, means a strong feeling of attraction resulting from sexual desire.
Yeah.
Friends, love has nothing to do with that. Again, love gives. It does not take. Lust takes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the word lust. 1913 means as for the gratification of the sexual appetite or covetousness.
That's right.
That's right. It's a violation
of taking.
That's right. God's moral law. Number 10, thou shalt not covet, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's go to the 1998 version. Lust, a strong sexual desire and intense longing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I mean, you want to talk about confusing. Some people are saying, wait a second, I didn't get that. No, that's what it's aimed at, friends, is to completely confuse the people to no end. And that's probably what that just did for most people.
Well, and the best way to simplify it is this. Love gives, looks out for your well-being. Lust takes. I want this. I covet this. I need this. Love is looking out for someone else. Lust is looking out for yourself and your own desires.
So
when you see that they're turned completely on top of their head, it's like judgment turned backwards. It's like turning black white and white black. It's completely changing up the meaning to confuse people to say, listen, wait a second. What is love? Love is giving.
You can go to a dictionary from the turn of last century and go from the 1900s and go to a brand new dictionary, and it's not going to take you too long or too many words before you figure out what I just said to you is exactly right.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, we've got an 1828 dictionary. We also have a 1917 or 1828 dictionary. The thing is so thick.
Yeah.
It's so thick. It smells great. It's like one of those old books, you know.
Oh, we have it because of the smell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just the smell. We don't ever actually look at it, you know. But the definitions are awesome. And what's nice about the definitions is they're so long and they just open up words. I remember a point in time years ago, and I was looking, I'm going through some stuff and looking up some words, and the definitions to the words just brought a whole new meaning, just helped me so much to understand what was going on, because it kind of helped me to understand what those words mean, not just, you know, you see words in the Bible or if you're reading a commentary or a book and you're like, well, what does that word mean? Sometimes you even think you know what it means, and then when you look it up in the dictionary, you say, wow, that is a whole new meaning or another different
like
factor
patience.
Or angle.
I remember looking up patience once. It was like, you have got to be kidding me. That is harsh.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, not just, oh, slow your roll, man. Just take your time, you know. Just, you know, the American mentality, the microwave society.
Yeah,
you go to McDonald's and they make a mistake on your hamburger. It's like, man, I don't want that. It's taking you 30 seconds. What's your problem? Why are you taking so long? I'm sitting out here being patient about this, and you're sitting there taking your time getting my hamburger right.
Yeah.
Sir, it's only been 30 seconds.
All right, but the thing to notice, too, is if you want to get those good, solid, hearty definitions as they should be, you're going to have to go back to a 1828, a Webster's 1900, some dictionary, because the ones today are definitely going to be watered
down. Let me put it this way. Noah Webster, as I shared with you yesterday, at the opening of the 1828 dictionary that Noah Webster wrote, it says that Noah Webster was responsible for teaching millions to read and not one to sin.
Mm-hmm.
Now what you can do is you can go and open it up, and you won't find that, of course, but what you could put there is teaching people to be dummied down and to teach them to do whatever they want to do.
That's right.
That's exactly what would be written in a brand new dictionary. And friends, I'm not even kidding. Some of the things that they've added in the new dictionaries, it's blasphemy.
Yeah.
And when I'm saying the word blasphemy, that is the right word. That's how far these people have gone. Let's get back to spelling words for elementary students during the founding era of our country. Here's another one. Armigerius. I'm just going to go through these for the sake of time. Vertiginous. Vertiginous.
Wow.
Okay. Acanthus.
Mm-hmm.
Acanthus. Spelling words for elementary students, folks, during the founding of this country.
Mm-hmm.
Allogeneous.
Mm-hmm.
Allogeneous.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. How many off the top of their head would just know these?
Yeah, exactly.
Besides me.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't, you know, let's go back to this love thing. You know, when you say that you love me, does that mean, like, you know that I'm going to take you shopping? Or
no.
I'm going to take you out for dinner?
No. I can't I can't say that that's the case. You know, I'd say that love to me is first.
I would think when you say I love you, honey, I think it would be more like, I really appreciate everything that you do for me constantly.
I think so. But
isn't love a two-way street?
Of course. That's why I'm here. Of course. That's why you get your feet rubbed every day and all that kind of good stuff.
Really?
That's true.
What do I always tell the kids when I say I love you? I love you guys. What do I always...
With my heart.
Yep. I always say 1 John 3:18.
Deeds, not words.
I want people to know that I love them by what I do, not by what I say. Because too many times when you offer lip service... Listen, Jesus Christ rebuked that. You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. Jesus is the... Here. I love this. Let's just go off this little bunny trail real quick. I remember confronting a pastor one time. I said, you guys sit there and tell people you love them and you love this and you love that and all this other stuff. But when people need help, you're nowhere to be found.
Yeah. Love's so cheap.
You know,
cheap
where
nowadays.
Is love?
Everyone
and
says, said, I love you.
I said, can you show me in Scripture where Jesus Christ one time ever told his disciples that he loved them? Ever one time. You cannot find it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a demonstration of love, the cross experience,
that's
friends.
Right. He gave his only begotten.
That's
son.
Exactly right. Therein lies love. Mm-hmm. Love is not going around and offering your lip service up to everybody when you have nothing in it.
I love you. Hey, can I get some help moving? Oh, I'm going to be busy that day.
Yeah.
Hey.
Got the football game tonight, y'all.
Can we meet you and maybe have dinner? Oh, it's just too far of a drive.
Well, hey, Bradley, are you mind? Maybe we can consider something here.
Yeah, exactly. It's just amazing how much those I
you
love
you.
Go nowhere.
Okay, so we're going beyond spelling words for elementary students during the founding era. Noah Webster warned long ago that education of youth should be watched with the most scrupulous intention. It is much easier to introduce an establishment of an effectual system than to correct by penal statutes the ill effects of a bad system, almost verbatim as to what Benjamin Rush said. The education of youth lays a foundation on which both the law and the gospel rest for success. What's the problem, America? We have departed from our Father. Proven elements of sound education. Ready? Religion. The Christian religion. Morality. Which comes from who? Who defines morality? Christ himself. Mm-hmm. Knowledge. Who is all knowledge and wisdom? Christ himself. Instilled at school, home, church, communities. Of course.
Amen. And I want to say, if you're those of you out there and say, listen, I love you guys' show. It's like going to church every time I listen.
Remember we said, not lip service.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Deeds, not words. Please do. We would appreciate your support for all that we do. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's a couple options on there. If you want to just make a one-time donation, click the donate button. However, if you want to become a son or daughter of Liberty, which means every month you say, listen, this is what I can support a month. And whatever you can afford, from $500 to $5 a month, whatever you can do to say, listen, we support you guys on a regular basis to keep you out there doing what you're doing. I also want to highlight real quick our product of the week this week is To Spit Against Heaven, which will take the mask off the alarming facts behind the homosexual agenda. You'll see it's clearly not about equal rights, but rather about silencing all opposition and overturning the Constitution, which our nation is founded upon. Great DVD, $20 donation, but of course, monthly sponsors get 25% off. You can call 1-866-233-0747 to order. Or you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Great DVD.
I remember an older lady said to me one time, you know, my grandkids, I told them, you know, you better be in church every Sunday. You can live like hell all week, but you better be in church on Sunday. And I'm thinking, what a sick, confusing message to give to the next generation.
You can do whatever you want to do as long as you're a hypocrite on Sunday.
So I wonder how she's going to live on that bed in which she's going to expire.
Exactly.
Folks, what I want to do, I don't have enough time right now, but I'll pull it over to the next show, which will be tomorrow. Deathbed confessions.
Yes.
Now, those people that live like hell their whole life, why is it that they say a prayer and then all of a sudden they go to heaven? Folks, they're deceivers. Be with you in 23 hours. 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. it. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.